Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Mighty Deliverer. The world can marshal its weapons of war. They may gain a temporary victory, they may build strongholds and cast spells and appear to be the unquestioned ruler. But God always gets the final word, the decisive word, and the best word. Don't despair in the middle of the story. All of history is His story. No matter how dark it seems, we are assured of God's victorious outcome. Bethlehem is our proof. 700 years before it happened, Bethlehem is named as the birthplace of Jesus, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. 700 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, His titles were given and then fulfilled in the way Jesus lived. See, for example, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Sometimes God has to let the darkness fall so heavy that it seems hopeless. In fact, in human power alone, it is hopeless and impossible. So God foretells His victory. Listen to this, you descendants of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and come from the line of Judah, you who take oaths in the name of the Lord and invoke the God of Israel, but not in truth or righteousness, you who call yourselves citizens of the holy city and claim to rely on the God of Israel, the Lord Almighty is His name. I foretold the former things long ago. My mouth announced them, and I made them known. Then suddenly I acted, and they came to pass. Therefore, I told you these things long ago. Before they happened, I announced them to you so that you could not say, my images brought them about. My wooden image and metal God ordained them. Isaiah chapter 48, verses 1 through 5. We have seen how Micah prophesied our Messiah coming as the great shepherd and as the Prince of Peace. But He also comes as our mighty deliverer. Micah chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. He comes at an incredibly dark time that is described like this. He will rescue us from the Assyrians when they pour over the borders to invade our land. Micah chapter 6, verse 5. Darkness may appear to have a stranglehold even now in our time. One of the verses in the New Testament that pretty accurately sums up a Christless culture says, "The God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds that they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. But this is only temporary darkness. When the mob came to arrest Jesus, He said, "This is your hour when darkness reigns." Luke chapter 22, verse 53. Darkness only gets an hour, but the light of God shines for all of eternity. One of my favorite Advent texts is found in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. "Since the children have flesh and blood, Jesus too shared in their humanity, so that by His death He might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." Our mighty deliverer came to destroy Satan's power and free those held hopelessly in darkness. The word destroy is a powerful, all-encompassing word. Imagine a tyrannical ruler who sent one of his strongest police officers with an arrest warrant, who then grabbed onto you and subdued you with his vice-like grip. Only someone stronger than that officer can release you from that grip. That's what Jesus did when He destroyed Satan's ironclad grip on your soul. Paul asks mockingly, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 to 57. Now you may be free of the grip of that officer, but the arrest warrant still remains. You are still subject to the penalty. But that word destroy also means that the charges against you have been set aside so that there is no penalty outstanding against you. The Apostle Paul again addressed this when he wrote, "For we know that our old self was crucified with Jesus so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies." Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and chapter 8, verse 33. You are now set completely and irrevocably free. but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. The Messiah, our mighty deliverer, destroys darkness and delivers those who believe in him. No matter how hopeless it may seem, the mighty deliverer always prevails. Jesus has destroyed every enemy that has opposed God's people. Jesus, our champion, shines a light so brightly that nothing in Satan's arsenal can ever diminish it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. John chapter 1, verse 5. So allow me to repeat, don't despair in the middle of the story. All of history is his story, no matter how dark it seems. Bethlehem is our proof that Jesus has destroyed our enemy and removed from him all grounds for charging us with sin. Bethlehem is our proof that we can live assured of God's victorious outcome. What a great Christmas gift that truly is. If you've missed any of the messages in this Advent series, I've shared a link to all of the other messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.